Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy that brought us to church. We appreciate your protection upon us this last week that ended yesterday, the provisions of our needs, blessings both spiritually and physically. We are grateful to you. I will want to ask that you forgive us our shortcomings and failures. Let our sins come under your blood, dear Father. Lord, we desire to live for you every hour, every day, every minute, every second. Lord, there are areas where we have fallen short of your standard. May you forgive us, and may your blood atone for us. We are grateful unto you for the blessings we have received in the Sunday school. Lord, every service that we gather together, you have the reason why each of the blessings is released. And Lord, they are in your record, because you are expecting that they will bring forth its expected fruit in our lives. Right. And you have told us that your word will not return unto you void. Right. And they will accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent them. Right. We pray, Lord, that the effort of your spirit will not be, Lord, vanity in our life, but right. Lord, your grace. We grant it, O God, that your word will accomplish your divine purpose in a positive way in our life. Amen. Make us ready for your coming. Lord, more than ever before, we see things happening, following news and the rest of it, comparing it to the prophecies of your word. We see, Lord, things manifesting faster than we expect. Help each and every one of us.
Amen.
We are here again today. We pray that you will not leave any of us behind.
Amen.
You are the only one that can attend to billions of people at the same time.
Amen.
There is no other power that has such. We as mortals, we can't even discuss with two people at the same time. That will be a distraction.
Amen.
But you can attend to billions.
Amen.
At the same time and at the same second. While you do that today, don't leave us out, Father. Be gracious unto us. You know us even more than we know ourselves. Meet us at the point of our needs. Glorify yourself in our life. Heal our sicknesses, both physically and spiritually. If there be any backslider, may they be restored. If there be sinners, may you save them. May the saints be lifted high today, Lord. May the powers of darkness be scattered, Lord. We pray that you lift up your name in the midst of your people. We use our garden here as a point of contact to the rest of the gardens of the saints around the world. Your servant in Bakatari, may you stand for him. Our brother in Sapele, and wherever the saints are assembled, may your presence be with them, Lord. Help your servants, help your people. At the end of the day, may the army of the Almighty God be stronger, be healthier, be happier, be drawn closer unto you. Let it be eternal, Father. Thank you, King of Glory.
Hallelujah.
Baptize souls with your spirit today, Father. At the end of the service, may we have every cause to glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for those who render specials. Thank you for those that use instruments. Reward and bless your people. May your name be glorified.
In
Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. The prophet said that there are so many people on the field that are spiritual lepers. Spiritual lepers who ought not to be on the pulpit, but they have found their way there anyhow. And at least, is there anything we can do about it? But we can rather look for a place where a cult ordained minister and a Christian is preaching. It will do us better.
Rather
listen to a spiritual leper. May the Lord be gracious to us. Let's sing a little hymn. Then we'll read the scripture, say a few things, and then we'll close. Yeah. Brother Funbi, you are welcome. Oh, I didn't see your time. You are welcome. God bless you. Shall we rise, please?
Master, speak thy servant hearing, waiting for thy gracious word. Longing for thy voice that shall rest, Master, let it now be heard. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me?
I wanted them to finish the something. I was just humming it along, but.
From the
God bless you. Brother Diago, I saw him somewhere there. Happy New Year. You're welcome. Oh, if you don't mind, I would like to see you after the service. God bless you. Matthew chapter 17. The first 5 verses. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
And
behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Ephesians chapter
1. Verse
1-6.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, nipa ife Olorun si awon eyan mi mo ti wa ni Efesu, ati si awon nigbagbo ninu Christ Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. The Lord bless you. Can please be seated. We are happy to have a teacher with us today. Always there at Bakatari. It's only once in a while we have him. So today we have him in full force. God bless you. With his doctoral suit, the thing is looking really fine. The Lord bless you richly. We are back to God's service. And we want to go further with the message that we've been talking about for quite some time. Title: Spiritual Adoption, as you see on the Yeah, spiritual adoption. The prophet, as you know, preached adoption part 1 to 4.
Deba se mo woli wa su isomo domo apa kini si apa kerin.
I hope this is somo domo, you are calling, will not be confusing. Just say Sodoma, people know.
Sodoma temi.
So and he also preached spiritual adoption.
Otu so nipa Sodoma temi o.
And he also preached the message that he titled "Hear Ye Him" about 20 times. All of them together, they are all talking on the same thing. The message "Hear Ye Him" is from one of the scriptures we read in Matthew 17. After Jesus has been baptized in Matthew 3, and the entire Spirit of God descended into him, and that become God in flesh. Then from there, from the scriptures we are familiar with, Jesus said, "I do nothing but what the Father shows me." He said, "The Father walketh either to, and I walk." He said, "My meat is to do the will of God and to finish it." And so on and so forth. When Jesus was busy doing this throughout, even at the age of 12, before he was baptized, he has already been about the Father's business. But from the time he was baptized, and God and man became one, and he began to do all that God bid him to do, nothing else. He does not perform no miracle except what the Father showed him to perform. There are so many people that were sick in his days that he never healed. And that was God in the flesh. Because the Father did not ask him to heal those ones. Then you say, who is that Father? Is the eternal Spirit of God that entered into him. So in a clear statement, the physical body of Jesus Christ is the only human body that the Almighty God ever have. And when the history of life will come to its end, and who ascend before the Almighty God, and the throne will be set, the only person, the only body that we are going to see on the throne is Jesus Christ. Because God is spirit, Jesus Christ's body is his body. That is why we don't believe in three gods. It is contrary to the scriptures. Old Testament said that there is only one God. New Testament said there is only one God. And we are familiar with the pillar of fire in the Old Testament. When God's revelation became plainer, and Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus, this same pillar of fire descended and had an encounter with him and called him by his name and told him that what he's doing, he is fighting him, the Almighty God. And he asked the question. Saul asked this question. He said, "Lord, then who are you that I'm persecuting?" Pillar of fire was speaking to him. He was speaking back to the pillar of fire. And when he was going to hear the reply, this pillar of fire He said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Be known unto you that it is hard for you to kick against the bricks. That was when it was clear to him that there is only one God, whether in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. That was when he knew that that Old Testament Jehovah in the pillar of fire is the one that became flesh in the body that we know as Jesus Christ, that walked the shores of Galilee, that moved in Nazareth, that was born in Bethlehem, and went throughout the coast of Israel doing good, performing signs and wonders, healing the sick and the afflicted, delivering the oppressed, and setting the captives free. That is the only God that we have. It's not every church that believe that. That is why we are not a denomination. We're a group of interdenominational church that believe what we caption as the message of the hour or end time message is captioned like that because every human being that is living presently on earth know that this is the end of the world. If you don't know it, or if you don't believe it, or if you doubt it, something might meet you suddenly. Up to this morning, I still read about Putin making his heavy threat. And according to the message, that is a country that will blow up US at the end of this life's physical journey. They don't know that. We know that. Presently, US is the police of the world. They do things. But Russia keep warning them. Mind your boundaries. Mind your boundaries. And U.S. is presently crossing what Russia believed to be its boundaries. Similar to everybody, or to most of the people, the man there is acting like a madman. Yes. But let me tell you this. Nothing happened by chance. He is acting like that because the anointing that is needed for the Antichrist to operate through United States is what we have seen in its infancy. It will get worse. I read in the news that is mapping out plan to revoke all green cards from non-US citizens themselves. From all the countries that are not actually... Well, I don't know whether it's even happening now or that... Is from father, from their father and grandfather. You know, black person, including, they are talking of including Melania, what is it, no, Melania, whatever. Is he his own wife? Obama, what is the name of Obama's wife? Michelle. So, and the only thing, what we are seeing is just that the whole thing will go chaotic very soon. In the time of Brother Branham, he has already given a prophecy that this world cannot get better. He said it will go worse. until Jesus comes. And it has been ever and ever. U.S. said they are rich. The message said they are poor. Presently, they are about 32 or $33 trillion in debt. They are the highest indebted nation in the world. And yet they are making
out.
So things are moving. Things are happening. Like Lot said. I mean, like the two angels said, telling Lot, do you have anybody in this place beside this one inside your house? Do you see have them here? Your relative, in-law, do you have them here? You are given this chance. Go and tell them that we will burn this place. Lot went out and went to go and speak to his sons in laws. Some of his daughters that have married, he went to go and talk to them that fire will burn this place. Come, let's go. The Bible said that it's worse. Look to them like fiery tales. When he could not persuade them, God knows he has tried his effort. The angels are witnesses. Himself know. Then he came back home. Then Oya be going out. The wife was going in and coming out. Going in and coming out. To go and pick the pancake. To go and pick the earring. To go and pick the chains. To go and pick the perfumes. To go and pick the high shoe. To go and pick her trousers. To go and pick those transparent clothes. The low neck dresses. Low neck. That show the bust out. Those sexy dresses. While she was trying to pack all those ones, the angel said, the time that we have to strike the match has come. They grabbed the hand of Lot, that of the wife, that of the two daughters, and dragged them out of that place. When they go to the gates and put them outside the gate, they gave them an instruction, which today we know as church order. Forward ever, backward never. Don't look back. Be going straight. Don't look back. You can say, why is the, as long as we are going, looking back, what does it mean? These are reasonings. The wife of Lot was reasoning. Who knows whether they are just kidding? Why is only two people going to burn big city like this? Even if one house starts, the fire service are there, they will quench it. All that we have labored, they didn't allow us to pick anything. They are just dragging us to force us out of this place. What is the urgency all about? What is the urgency about? You won't burn this place. How many notice, this notice did you give to us? Just come and drag us out. It was just yesterday they come. The whole thing has become so urgent. They drag us out now and they say we should be going. What is even happening there? As for me, I will look at what is happening there. I will be going, but I want to look small and see what is happening. She actually turned her head over her left shoulder because this is where the heart is. Yes, because she did not believe the words of the angels.
gba ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn angẹ́lì yẹn gbọ́.
He turned over that left shoulder. That neck did not come back front again. Not only that, the whole body becomes stiff on that spot. The funny thing there is that Lot, the husband, he didn't look back. He perhaps will know that there is reduction in the sound of the number of feet that is moving. The sound of the feet that is moving. He knew they have reduced. He did not look back to see who it was. He didn't look to see who has stopped. He moved ahead anyhow. When they got to where they were going, the Bible did not tell us that they even spent one day to mourn for the wife. When Jesus came here, in his sermon, one of the shortest, not the shortest, but one of the shortest verses in the Bible,
say,
remember Lot's wife. Backsliders, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Because one day, it will repeat. May the Lord be our help. We have gone far in this lesson that we cannot go to the beginning and begin to. It's a lengthy, this is about 11th or what, or 12th, whatever. But that we will be talking about it. And we want to start this morning by talking about the atmosphere of growth. Yes. No, we came speaking about the birth, you know, the foreknowledge of God that leads to his predestination. It is true that he make elections, and those who are predestinated, elected, they are towards a destiny, a destination. And then, in our physical existence, those who are God's own seed, the prophet has made us to know that when that child is born, that there is something like the head of the nail that is slipping inside of the soul of that person. That is what is predestinated. That is the election. That is what is elected. That is what that child will come to sooner or later. When Brother Paul was preaching in Romans 11 about election, he was dealing with questions that were perhaps coming from the heart of the people. That if God knows the ending from the beginning, if he know who will be saved, since he has already said that I hate Esau, I love Jacob, which that is applicable to all of us on earth, those who have gone by, those who are living, those who will still live, God knows those who he loves and those whom he hates. And if God knew like that, Brother Paul said, in case somebody will be saved, then why does he yet find fault? He said, know that old man that is trying to reply against God, that the potter has power to make a vessel unto honor and the other one unto dishonor. It's the master potter that has that. Yes, sir. In the message we listened to on Friday, the great warrior David, the prophet told us in that sermon about election, using David as a point of contact. He said, if you have a will, Like the Bible said, that is God both to will and to do of his good pleasure. If you have a will inside of you to serve God, to please God, to obey his word, know that it is God that put that will there. That is a representation of election. Now, the prophet told us, if you plant a corn, even when we talk about planting, you can even drop the seed just on the ground, and it germinates, and it will start growing. The reason why we plant it inside the ground is to be able to give it support. Because if a seed of corn is growing on a plain ground, even though it is a fertile ground, if we put root down and start growing, it can germinate. All things being equal. But when breeze will come, it will fall it down. Because of that, it's got to, the seed ought to enter the ground where it will have its roots and be supported as it's growing up. Just anyhow breeze can't fall it. Do we understand that? That is one. That is when it is on a ground, on a fertile ground. I see a number of people sleeping, including a young girl that even opened her mouth for the sleep. I see housewife making eyes like they want to faint. I see young men doing as if they are in the mosque. I see men of timber and caliber, their faces going black and the rest of it. But may the Lord deliver us from all evil. What we are saying is that if you also drop a corn here, it can start germinating. If you start shooting out the blade like this, but it can't grow because of the atmosphere. For it to grow, two things are missing. The soil where it will get the vitamins is not present. We have put persecution on the ground here. The persecution of concrete. We have covered that ground. So this place is no more good for planting now in its present state. Secondly, because of the roof, it's not exposed to the sun. If you want to come and be manually wetting it, that is one. But you also need the sun for the growth and for the when the fruits, for ripening and the rest of it. So this is not the best atmosphere. So also, it is the spiritual, so also is the spiritual life. The prophet in the message, wisdom versus faith, was telling us, talking about denominations, and telling us that the seed of God's word cannot grow in that atmosphere. That was the reason that the prophet messenger of this age was inspired and led by God, and was given a vision to that effect in 1933, which he recanted in 1962 when he preached the message, the present state of my ministry. How to get the fruit? No, he says you get this one plant here get this one, plant here, and the trees grow, and they brought fruit, and they release their matured grapes, and he took and buy for me very sweet. He said God told him he should not cross them. Just take and plant in this bucket. It's a fresh one which represents God's word. Plant it. Plant it. No cross. If you do crossing, is you produce hybrid. And he went from church to church, denomination to denomination, and God provided also for him a vehicle of the full gospel businessmen who are sponsoring the meetings. Not so much financially, but giving him the atmosphere to preach, the platform to preach. Of course, some of them do support financially, but that's not the major thing. When the prophet talks about sponsorship of the meeting, he mostly talks about people that release their members to come and hear the message. God gave him that vehicle that all the churches were gathering. So he was preaching the word there. And he was waving the gift to them. And when he was telling them, he will be preaching and be dropping the thing, seed of Abraham. The last sign that Abraham received before the promised son Isaac came on the scene, he said that last sign was a man that visited Abraham, which he called Elohim, who put his back facing the tent and was discerning the thoughts of the heart of Abraham's wife Sarah at a point. He will say, you will say, which when he's talking like that, he's speaking some people's thoughts, that angel turned his back. So then I turned my back. There's a sister there that dressed like this, that come from so-so place. Her name is so-so thing. So-so is the address of her house. This is the problem she has. She has been to doctors. The doctor she have has this type. You will describe the doctor. If you believe, go home, you are healed. Come this side, do it. Sometimes when he's facing the audience, some people are behind the cutting back, that it will pick that the person I'm talking about is at the baptistry, at the back. What is this thing? What are they to do? He's only calling seed of Abraham. He's not calling the general public. He's not calling church goers. He's not calling sympathizers spiritually. He's speaking to the real seed of Abraham. Receive your last sign. What is a sign? A sign is something that points you to a direction of a destination where you are going. That sign itself is just a pointer that this person has a message for the hour that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And as many as ye to these things, as he moved from church to church, by the end of his ministry, those people pulled away from their denominations and they form a different church now that believe only the message of this messenger, and in all the nations of the world, they are called the church of the message of the hour. That may not be the title on the signboard, But that is the general name we know them. Believers of the end time message. Now the prophet said, I read paragraph 290 of wisdom versus faith. Paragraph 290. Now, how is something ever going to grow in such stuff as that? How can the seed word ever grow in such as that? Just won't do it. It can't grow in that kind of an atmosphere. Just certainly not. Now, there are atmosphere that the word of God can grow, that the seed can be quickened. Now, there are many churches that is they claim to be message believers. But the best description I have for them is a glorified denomination. Churches where they don't have qualified fivefold on the pulpit. Churches when they make jest of somebody reading the message of the hour. Some people make jest of it. Say good morning, brother Nive. God be merciful on people. There are so many churches in the days of the sermon books that it was given to the pastors to share to their congregation. They don't share it. They will just push it under something. They don't take it to the pulpit. They just read Bible and talk nonsense from the beginning to the end. God is not mocked. If you have anybody in such churches, do your best. It is sometimes it worries me. No, like somebody one time said that she felt led to leave the church here. God can't lead from light to darkness. It is not possible. Initially, she first of all pitched her tent towards Sodom. Now, after a short time, move the camp inside Sodom. If I'm an husband to such a person, I will tell her, one, I don't believe this is your leadership. Two, where I go, that I am convinced that the truth they are telling us there, that's where I want my children to go. But if you don't have the backbone, the grace to speak like that, the thing put a damper on your experience. Over many years now,
Dubai.
After some time, you say that your daughter wants to wed. At Babylon, we don't honor such invitations. It do not even be read here. Know it for yourself. If your daughter go and marry in Babylon, that is her end spiritually. That's all. I will tell, we sit down and discuss it. Do you preach at your family altar at all? Do you preach to your children? Do you preach to your wife? If your wife says, I don't want to hear, let her stay up. It will be that you are playing your part. Carry your children to the where you are fellowshipping. How do you be sissified completely like that one? And year in, year out,
not even, I have not even seen one request to that effect here over these 13 years. Are you not conscious of the hour you are living? Are you not concerned about your family? You sit down here, you hear requests. Pray for the salvation of my children. Pray for this one. You keep quiet as if God didn't give you mouth to talk. Hey! Those things, it baffles me. It's not encouraging at all. That atmosphere, nobody will leave a place like this. Go and sit under an adulterer. Say there in the message. Which message? Of course, there are several people that we fellowship here before that they have gone back to denominations. Yes. They have seen the light. They have been shown the light. We don't have the strength, the power, the authority to say that they are lost. Because they can still make a U-turn. That is possible, we know. We are conscious of that. But as for the responsibilities that we must play to our loved ones, before somebody can be screaming, say, I believe, you must show works that will follow what you believe. Yes. How can a woman be the controller of a family? The prophet said that you ought to wear our clothes. Yes. You are not the head. You are not the head. You are a tail. May God be our head. We are on training ground. Yes. Training is not sweet sometimes. But we have to say it as it is. We are not here to deceive the ears of our people. No! If you promise me $1 billion, that one can never close my mouth from saying the truth. Hey! Whether I get to eat, are they going to eat? That one has nothing to do with the with my calling, God. I'm called by God, I know it. Commissioned by God. And I have to be faithful to it under every circumstances. If you want, if you like, listen. If you don't like, suit yourself. But the journey is closer to the end. At the end of the journey, you will see what we are talking about. After somebody go from light to darkness, somebody visited the house one day. Where is your mommy? They went inside, tell the mommy. So person is asking of you. He tell them, go and tell her that I'm not inside. The children come outside. My mommy said, I should tell you that she's not inside. May God have mercy upon us. There is growth. No, the last two Sundays, we spoke about parents, the wife apart, the man is part, the man is the pastor of the house. Yes. What we call man is not somebody that have the male organs. That's not what we call man. Man is the horse that binds the family together. That's why they are called the horse band. May the Lord be our wife. We don't do husband by beating the woman or whatsoever. That's not what we are talking about. We don't do headship by exchanging blow with grown-up children of about 18, 19 years to begin to say, you must obey me, I'm your father. This and that. I've warned you before. If that child package you and show you to the creator before he knock you down, now what do you look for? That you find. Yes, because we have seen examples in the message how it is done, the stages by their ages. All these ones that are still like this, like from like to 13, 14 years, you can, there's a way you can still deal with them. When they are crossing that age, be careful. Be careful. It is more of prayers, more of admonition. Yes. And a Christian does not curse. Yes. A Christian does not curse. And they have to watch you and see the way you live your life. Let me tell you, it is possible for a brother to marry a may believer or unbeliever inside the message. It's possible. When your eye gets open that the person I marry is a may believer or an unbeliever under the umbrella of the message, this your trouser leg has to be, this your knee, you have to spend plenty of time on it. Not much of forcing her. Let us pray together. She may not be interested in the prayer. You as a person, you have to fast and pray and fast and pray. If you are getting love for the woman. Yes, sorry. In the family altar, you will say what is the truth. Yes. Play your part. Take care of the house responsibilities and the rest of it. Show love and whatever. Let look. Love has a spirit. That's why the prophet preached a message. When love projects, sovereign grace takes over. If what is there is not agape love, it won't project nothing. There is a spirit that goes with it. There is an anointing that goes with it that could be felt. If it is a make up something, it won't last more than one day. Before you know what is happening, you start manifesting other things. Yes. If you discover that the man that you put your head under, which is now your head, he's not a real believer, he's a make believer or an unbeliever. Don't come to church, sit down, say amen once in a while, but by the things you are hearing, you know that this one is a make believer. Be in prayers. If you know that your children doesn't seem to see what you saw, be in prayers. Sometimes the prophet told us that some prayers are even answered after the parents are gone. Yes, but it will be known in God's record, as far as people can also see, that you play your part. That's what we are talking about. Wonder your wife will be in Babylon. I'll be rejoicing that the rapture is at hand. There will soon be the millennium. May God have mercy upon us. I say, may God have mercy upon us. The
this man, each time he come around, he will just cause trouble here and there. I'm sorry. I may not know how to talk. But this is my hand on God's word. I'm trying to deliver my own soul. From hell. Paul told Timothy. These things. You believe them. You teach them to the people. You will save yourself. And those that hear you. May the Lord be our help. Right. So we, last Sunday, we closed the service around where the prophet was saying that a disobedient child of God, though it won't be lost, he may be saved by the skin of his teeth. Yes, Abraham said, I don't want to go be like that. I want to hear clearly, well done, my faithful servant. Yes. I want stars in my crown. Some women will have stars in their crown. Because we are still coming down. We are talking about housewife. But it's beyond that. Talk about the men. It's still beyond that. We are moving forward. Let me read this from Adoption Part 2, paragraph 190. Read to part of 192. Yeah. Right. Then he takes him out to a certain place, the father does, and he sets him upon a high place like this, and he has a ceremony, and they all come around, and he said, I want everyone to know that this is my child, and I adopt my son. And he said, I want everyone to know that this is my child, and I adopt my son. And I want anyone to know from henceforth that his name, I dress him up, a special dress on him, and I want you to know that his name is just as good on any check as my name is. He is my child. I adopt him into my family. Although he has been my son since he was born, since he received the Holy Ghost, he has been my son. But now, I'm going to place him positionally in authority. What he fires is fired. What he hires is hired. And verily, verily, I say unto you, if you say to this tree, when the prophet was talking about that scripture, he said, the spirit points him to it, that if Jesus was saying that if you say, not if I say, sending it to the believers, that when you get to a point, that your faith reach that level in God, that if you say, if there is any mountain that is standing where it ought not to stand, and you as a believer, you say to that mountain, be moved and be cast in the sea, if you don't doubt in your heart, he said you have what to say. We can stay more on it because there is a lot to it.
Just like the prophet said, that the power that is given to Christians, they can create another world and go and live inside of it. But there is a lot to eat. This heart, that's where we are going to live. If not for that law, you think I will stay in Nigeria since? Hey, I will have created another one for myself. And my family will go and stay there. Think I will have stayed in this Nigeria like this? I'll be roughing it the way we are roughing it like this. So, today is bright, tomorrow is cloudy, full of uncertainties. The money you have in the bank, they can bring a decree tomorrow. You don't even have access to the money. All the people that have, maybe they save in crypto. That is as long as internet is working. That's when internet is working. If internet does not work, you just be looking at this as a, just like picture. That's how you'll be looking at it. When you are dying in hunger, look, there is nowhere certain apart from God's word. Nowhere is certain. Don't deceive yourself by whatsoever. Say, I have vehicles. Is it vehicle I'm showing you? Is it vehicle we are talking about? Can you drive on top of the on top of water because of the vehicle you have? Let's leave all those words. If you say to this mountain, if the mountain is standing where it ought not to stand, there must be a need for the mountain to move. Not just that you just go and say mountain. It is not a showmanship as we had it in Sunday school. No, it's not a display of showmanship. It's a display of God's power to his glory. When a mountain is standing where it ought not to stand, you say, you mountain, for this reason, I am a son of God, I am a daughter of God. This where you are occupying is not for you. The place is needed for the glory of God. Therefore, move and be cast to the sea. Once you know that to your heart and that need exists, it's God to move. When the prophet was preaching one day, somebody was saying, or the prophet said that somebody's pastor had preached to them that that mountain that Jesus is talking about is mountain of sin. Brother Abraham said, I went to school myself. You know, he used to say he's not educated. But that time around, he said, I went to school myself. He said Jesus was standing on the mountain of olives. When he was saying, if you speak to this mountain, he did not say if you speak to a mountain. He said, if you speak to this mountain, be moved. No, when somebody is a non-believer, there's a lot of things that Satan will supply for them, quote that is not applicable. Abraham said, your sinful pastor, what he told you, that's not the word of God. He said, I went to school myself. He said, was standing on the Mount of Olives. And he was telling the disciples, if you say to this mountain we are standing on, be moved. Amen. You can have what you have said. There you are. There you are. See, he's my son. How many knows that the adoption, they adopted the son after he had proved to be? Everybody that ever read the Bible, placing of son. Now, God did the same thing to his son. When he took Jesus up on Mount Transfiguration, he took Peter, James, and John up there. That is three witnesses Don't sleep yet. The service have not yet closed. When it's time to sleep, we'll tell you you can sleep. But for now, it's not yet time to sleep. So I want to see your eyeballs. No, God is answering your prayers from my eyes. His hope is getting brighter, small, small. And you pray more, everything will clear. These are the things we do with the eyes, and Satan is not comfortable. Yes. Because if I stay here like this, I see every eyeball in the building. Yes. When it is closing, I know. When you enter into dreamland, I know. That you are far from us here. Such is not good for this time. May God deliver us from every evil. He took Peter, James and John up there. That is three witnesses of the earth. There was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And God, making seven now, up on the mountain. There, they stood up there on the mountain. You say Jesus is the same God, yes. But in this place, the physical body, you can see, there are six. But the Bible said that they were all overshadowed by the eternal spirit. There, they stood up there on the mountain. And first thing you know, they looked, and Jesus was glorified before them. Is that right? How many know that is the scripture? What did he do? He dressed him up in the robe of immortality. And he said, his raiment shine like the sun. Is that right? And a cloud overshadowed them. And Peter and John and them fell on their face. And they looked. And there stood Moses and Elijah talking to him. And Moses had been dead and buried in an unmarked grave for 800 years. And Elijah took a chariot ride to heaven 500 years before that. But they were still there. There they was talking to him. See, he had taken Jesus up to see them, to see what it was all about. See there, show him these things. And they talked with him, had a conversation with him. Then as soon as Peter looked back again, and the glorification was off of Jesus, they seen Jesus only. And a voice from that cloud said, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him. His name is just as good as mine now, hear ye him." That is it, adopted or placed son. Let me pause here. In Matthew 3, the message was, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in." But that last phrase, "hear ye in," was not added there. But from Matthew 3 to Matthew 17, it's a span of time to display Jesus' obedience to every word of God. Say, "I do nothing but what the Father shows me first." And when he has pleased the Father completely, no difference between him and the Father. The way the Father was doing it in the Old Testament, that is the way he was doing everything. So the letter, then came this adoption. He was telling the disciples, that voice, Jesus said, "He came because of you, not because of me." He said, that's why he took them there anyway. Hear ye him. In other words, anything he says to you from here on, he is the one to have to listen to. And before Jesus leave this earth, he said the Father loved the Son, that he has committed all judgments unto him. That is why the person that will judge this world is Christ. Presently, that Christ is the word. Whatever comes out of God's word, that is Christ. You kick at it, it's against your better judgment. Yes. That will be a spiritual rebellion.
Yeah.
God is the one that will judge us. Whatever God says, every mortal
will
be judged by it. Yes, sir. When God creates you black, When God creates you black, remain black. Don't use any cream purposely to make you lighter. You are rebelling against your creator. That he made a mistake in creating you black. Let me say this. Pardon me if it looks one kind. When God created male and female and put us in flesh, his design was perfect. You agree with me? Everywhere that God needed, that there is supposed to be old in this mortal body, God put it himself. If you see the one that maybe they say it can't poo, it cannot pee or whatsoever when they are born. Yeah. That is Satan has entered inside to cause some perversion. Thank you. Or the nose is flat. It cannot breathe. Satan has done some work there. The great designer, the Almighty God, he knows that there is needed a hole here to convey air inside to the lungs where you can breathe. He know that there is need for hole here. He even put it there because you know that among the things you put inside, you need to grind some. So not only did he put them out, he put teeth there. If you need to crack bone, you will need it. You want to eat meat, you will need it. He put it there. He's a great designer. Why he put this one on top of this place? Me myself, I can't even explain that one now. But it is in God's design. And he put it there for male and female. If anyone scrape this one off and put lead there, the person is mocking the creator that doesn't know what he's doing. Are you with me? There is no boy or girl born with hole in their ear. It means it is not needed. Are you following me? The way God designed it, that's why he wanted to be. But people, through customs, through traditions, through unbelief, they will say they want to put also that they can distinguish male from female. How did the nurse know that a female? Is it the only thing that show a female? By the time they grew up, there are things that features in their body that will show that this is a female. It is God that designed it, and it is perfect. You twist it any other way, you are facing condemnation. Amen. God wants man's ear to be low. He wants it to be low. Go ga. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Because Brother Paul said, it is a shame for a man to have long hair. You will see people today, it's a star. Today, man, we want to carry here. You are only carrying load of unbelief. It's not necessary at all. Go and bathe your head. I'm not saying you'll be shining like this one of the superintendent here. Because even nature has contributed to its own. There is an expressway on top of his head. Where there is no ear at all the ear, they are gone back to meet God, waiting for him there. Yes. They are waiting for him there to collect it later when he leaves this place. But what we are saying, it should be low. Pardon me, doctor. Please stand. This one is low. Are you following me? This one is low. But if you leave it double to triple of this one, he is already manifesting that something is wrong with his system. Let me tell you that when a person is like that, it is insane people that don't bab their ear. When the load on your head is already leading you to go and buy a lady's comb. Ladies comb is different from men comb. They are different. Men comb, elect beba elomanwa that you use it to comb like this one. But the one that look like that. So, I'm not. This one is ladies comb. This is ladies comb. You have an idea what I'm talking about. When your hair reach where you use this one, you are running mad, much more. Yes. Are you following me? You can say it led you. Naso God create me. I am telling you. And I remain the way he made me like that. Until I leave this earth. The other time, the trustee was saying, even Brother Sam did not see anything. God will say something if there is need, not only Brother Sam now. You see, Brother Sam did not even see anything about it. So, with that one, I could tell the daughter you have done well. It's fine. But then, what I'm saying is that if anything is not fine, God himself sees it. He may not talk immediately. He will put it on his own record. Yes. The reason he mentioned my name because I'm vocal. That's why I mention my name. Apart from that one, there's no need to mention my name. Who be man? It is God that we are all accountable to. May God be gracious unto us. The end is closer than foolishness. Yes. It's closer than foolishness. Especially when you see people that have been in the faith for decades. There should be men and women standing on their feet, doing what is right. Yes. Amen. Spiritual adoption. Paragraph 94.
We will soon close. Now, if we will be well behaved, some glorious day we will fall heir to all the things. God, in his appointed day, that he will judge all men by Christ Jesus. The time will come when God will give out the rewards for those who are faithful, and the rejection of those who fail to be faithful. How do you know who is faithful, is not faithful? God knows. He has his record. His angels follow us everywhere. Not only record actions, he record the intents of the act. What you intend to do, even with the one you don't have the opportunity, but you intend to do it, is in his record. It's in his record. Those who hear God's word day in, day out, and they refuse to repent, so many things will testify against them. Even this water here will testify against them. We have the baptism pool here, which is meant for people who repent to be baptized without money, without price. Jesus Christ, the maker of heaven and earth, he was baptized in a dirtier water than this one. River Jordan was a dirty water. Yeah, that's why Christ was baptized. Majority of us, we went to waters now. But now the whole thing is modernized, that you can baptize here without money, without price. Some will say, the one I did is okay. It's between you and God. If you are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, you have not yet been baptized. You only went to water to bath. You just went to bath. Because that is contrary to the re-instructions. You say, but I read it in the Bible. It was read to me in the Bible. Oh, yes. It was not read where. It was read without revelation. Jesus said, you should use that name, the name of the Father, that is common name also to the Son, common name to the Holy Ghost, because all of them are a single personality. They manifested at different dispensations. We have the Fatherhood in the Old Testament. We have the Son in the dispensation of Jesus Christ. When he left, he sent the Holy Spirit. While he was here, he said, as long as I'm here with you, the Holy Spirit will not come. Say, but if I go, I will send him to you. That Holy Spirit was inside of him while he was here, 100%, that he did not even share with his disciples. He said he has to go before he can send it to them. And when he went, he sent it to them. And when they received it, he has told them earlier that the things that I have been telling you, that when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he will guide you to all truth. He will explain the things that I have told you. He will explain it plainly unto you. He will show you things from the Father. And when this Holy Spirit came to do this thing on the day of Pentecost, in the first sermon of Peter, when the people saw that these men have actually received the Spirit that was in Christ, and they had a short sermon, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Peter never repeated the words of Jesus Christ, because he knew by the Holy Spirit that the name of the Father, the name of the Son,
And the name of the Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. You did not receive me. Another person will come in his own name. Those are the ones you will receive. We have Baptist, no, Methodist, Redeem, First Square, Three Square, this one, Covenant, New Covenant, Old Covenant, whichever it is. Everybody that want to have their sins remitted have got to repent and be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is phase one. Phase two. If you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you did not repent of your sins, you have gone inside whichever water as a dry sinner, and you came out of it a wet sinner. You are still a sinner because your sins are not remitted. It is only sins that are repented of by genuine repentance that God remits. Do you know what Christ suffered to pay for our sins? He's coming for people that will reckon themselves as nothing. Not somebody that we say he has been baptized, and your life and that of stark unbelievers is the same. You go to the same place, you dress the same way, you talk the same way, you curse the same way, you cheat the same way, you do evil the same way, and you say you are a Christian. Amen. Christian means Christ-like. Yes. Right. Okay. Let me. Paragraph 117. Of the same sermon we just read from. Let me just 118 now. 117 anyway. 117 is small, just 117. The same. Of the same spiritual adoption. Right. And God taking Christ among transfiguration in the weakness of hope, faith, and love, charity, and overshadowed him with a cloud. And the Bible said, his raiment did shine like the sun, and a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Now Peter got all excited as usual. And he was a man of zealous. A man very zealous. And I wish we all were zealous. Many times you can speak good things in your zealous works. But Peter got all enthused when he really saw what happened. God was going to let him have a testimony just in a little while. After they went down, but what when he saw standing, there were three here, hope, faith, and love. And there were three standing yonder on the mountain, Peter, James, and John here, Moses and Elijah and Christ, standing there in a confirmation of these three here. Now they looked. There stood Moses first. Next stood Elijah, the prophet. And some people ask us, will we know each other when we get there? When Elijah and Moses had been gone many hundreds of years, not only will we know each other, we will know them who we have never seen. Those that we have never seen, when we see them, there is going to be a supernatural introduction that nobody will be saying that this is Brother Joshua Adewumi, this is Pastor Martin Sanera, this is if we are going to do that, how many trillions of years are we going to use to do introduction? But supernaturally, let me read further. Peter Peter, James, and John had never seen Moses and yet recognized them in a twinkling of an eye. When they were standing under the shadow of the Almighty, what will it be when we stand there? I will know Sankey when I see him. I will know his voice. Though I never heard him, I will know Wesley. I will know Moody, Calvin, and Nuss. We will know them all when we get there. We will take on a different aspect than what we are now. We will be in a temporary or in a glorified state. Peter, James, and John was. Yes. So in that prefigure, if they could recognize men without one flaw, say, Jesus didn't say you made mistake. This one is supposed to be Moses and that one is like. No flaw that they had never seen or saw a picture of. They have not seen their picture before. They have seen them for the first time. They are not the only saints that have gone. Yes. There was Jeremiah. There was Isaiah. There were several of them. There was Elisha, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. They didn't mistake to call any of those names, but precisely because of the presence of the Almighty God that overshadowed the place, what will it be when we actually get to his presence? And the prophet said, he never saw the picture of them that have been gone for hundreds of years, but in a prefigure, could in a moment's time recognize them without doubt. What will it be when we are glorified, standing in his presence? We will know one another, certainly. We will know everybody. A little bit of infancy we set upon us. As God is infinite, knoweth all things, we also come in that state now where we will know all things. Know everybody. From Noah, from Enoch, from Adam. We don't know their picture, we don't know their figure, but supernaturally, we'll be able to see everybody like this one and say, this is this. This is, their picture was not existing anywhere. Yes. If not for the prophet, would not have known how Christ looked like. There are so many artists, hundreds of them, that painted the picture of Christ. But Brother Abraham, I've seen him in a vision, physically like this, as you look at a screen. And you see somebody there talking in the TV or anything on the internet in a video. He has seen Christ like that, even in a motion. Yes. So when he looked at all the pictures, he said, the one that this man, Hoffman, where is it? Okay, Hoffman. At 33, off my head of Christ at 33, he said, this is the closest one to the real image of Christ that he saw in a vision. That is why we don't have Catholic pictures in our house. They just drew somebody like that's one, maybe one rascal from somewhere. I put him as Christ. We are following somebody, a prophet that God dealt with as he dealt with Moses. Moses lived thousands of years after the earth had been in existence. After God had created everything. It was this same Moses, by the anointing of the Almighty God, that wrote Genesis 1, when nothing existed. How did he know it? And yet nobody disputed with him. Nobody has said anything contrary to him now. You can't do it. Why? Because the infinity of God came upon him to see what was existing thousands of years before he was born. And he could write. Say the earth was without form and void. And darkness covered the surface of the deep. And he looked at God and saw the first thing that came out of his mouth. Say, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And he was somewhere in a state, supernatural state, and saw how the creation progresses, and he put everything down. And he followed it until this earth existed for 2,000 years, and it was destroyed. And he followed how we came into this present one now, and follow it as it progresses. It is a prophet like that we have in our own generation. That is why we believe him. That is why we follow him. That is why we obey what he says. But it is an individual affair. You as a person, you have to make up your mind. You have to decide who you are going to follow, who you are going to listen to. Yes, sir. It's an hour of decision. You have to make up your mind. This message is my entire life. If you want to find my trouble, try to come against this message before me. You are looking for my trouble. It's not that I will beat you, but the few things I will tell you, you won't forget them in a rush. I won't curse you. I won't beat you. I won't say it will not be better for you. Lie, not from my mouth. But I can tell you the inspiration that is working on you. And I can tell you the destination that inspiration can take you. You won't forget it quickly. You will not forget. Even if I see you put $1 billion here, like even raw cash that you don't, that this thing will be yours, and you are talking, I will point you to Matthew 4. The devil showed Jesus Christ more than that, and say, all this thing I will give to you, the entire world, if you bow down and worship me. The way he rejected him is the way I will reject your $1 billion. I say it in Peter's language. Your money perish with you. God bless you. Next time, which I think by that time we are rounding up gradually, we will talk more on the manifestations of the sons of God. Talk about different positions in God. Then God helping us will round up somewhere. God bless you. I said the Lord bless you. Anytime you come in and the word of God appear to you, and you feel that this thing you have had is the truth, and you feel that you need to repent, you can always do. And when you do, and you feel that you need to be baptized in God recognized water baptism, I didn't have spare clothes. It's not an excuse. We have clothes here for male and female. Not only one. You just choose from the ones we have, whether as a female or as a male. The minister will wear his own, and then we meet at the pool. We don't buy water. We just release water into the pool. And then, because the danger of postponement. One time, when the mother of Brother Ogumiwa, she was alive. She wanted to, she had been talking about water baptism to the son. And she says she wants to travel. So Braguma told me that Mama had been talking about water baptism, but say when she come back. He is the one, he is the, no, no, not she. It was he now that said that when she come back. It is Braguma that was saying that when the mother now come back, that she will do it. Ask him a question. Are you sure she will come back?
Ah.
Say okay. Quick. Arrangement was made. Went to baptize her. She did not return back. Very short after that one, she passed
away.
Because God is right. Say tomorrow may be late. Not because of her age. That's applicable to every mortal. Today is ours. At least up to this minute. This evening is not even our own. Not to talk of tomorrow. That spirit of procrastination will send many to hell. One woman one time attended the meeting of the prophet. And altar call was made. She did not call. Something told her to go. She didn't go. So they were, she and the daughter, they were driving home. And then she was telling the daughter that I did something wrong today, that I ought to go for that altar call. Few minutes after that, they had an accident, and the woman died. The thing that was telling her, you see, God does not shout. When God talks to somebody's heart, he doesn't shout. He speaks in still small voice. This thing you have is the truth. You ought to repent. This water baptism, go and do it. I will find time. No human being. I will find time. One day it will be too late. When it is late, but this time, anything the spirit speak to your heart, adding on your heart. Someday my walk will be over, and my labor for him will be true. Then I climb up the top to meet him, for I don't want to miss him. No, I won't miss him for nothing, no matter. miss it. And some will not miss it.
Someday I lay down last morning. And I don't want to miss it. Oh, sometimes I'm tired of my journey. Of my journey, I can't seem to find it that's free. Oh, all I know, there is waiting up yonder, and I don't want to miss it. Oh, no, no, I won't miss it for nothing, for nothing. And I don't want to miss it.
Only God knows the last service you'll be in. Only God knows. We pray for long life. We say God should spare our life. That is true. But remember that God is sovereign. He has a program. He has a timetable in his hand. If you come in on daily basis, or you are just privileged by God to come in once in a while, and you hear his word, harden not your heart. Are you here? And your heart is still full of sin? Are you here? And your life is full of doubt? Are you here? And your life is full of dirtiness, of feebleness? Make a U-turn and turn to God before it is too late. God will be justified. And the hands of his servants will be pure from your blood. If at the end of this journey you reap a check of damnation, because you have heard his word undiluted, you have heard the truth. Women, follow God's instructions. You see sisters with ears like goats, colored hair. That is not part of what the message recommended. If you need to attach, you got to attach the one that looks like human being. We don't have yellow ear in Nigeria except mulattoes. Only mulattoes that they have color here. Apart from that, it's got to be black. And when you grow to some extent, you can have mixture of white inside. Nobody will have an excuse before God. The word has been laid open. We know that without the Holy Spirit, you cannot live a victorious life. Were you desperately asking for it? Do you lay before your face? The way we labor for our daily food, the way we labor for certificates, you got to desperately labor also for the Holy Spirit. Because outside of it, you will be an atomic fodder. The third world war is brewing. It's brewing. When it starts, in the middle of it, the rapture must take place. Because the end of it will be the total destruction of this earth. You may think we are joking. When the prophet was bringing these messages, so also does people thought. Yes, that is joking. But finally, you can see what he has said. You can see his prophecies manifesting everywhere, over the nations, over affairs, over situations, over everything. You can see him manifesting. Brother, sister, you that have only one service to give to God every week, once you offer that one, like cake, you say, take that one or leave it. Nothing concern you about Sunday afternoon. Nothing concern you about Wednesday. Nothing concern you about anything they do on Friday. May God be merciful unto you. Offering of cake. This is what I can offer. Take it or leave it. Of course, whatever you offer to him, it's either he reject it for you or he accept it. If you feel he wants to accept it for whatsoever reason. But the prophet told us, you got to put him first in everything we do. While our heads are bowed and every eye remain closed, in this sacred moment, I will have to ask you this question. Listen to the thing I want to say well. Are there people in this audience that know that their life is not right at the moment? I'm not making a chorus utter call. I am making a particular utter call. Are there people in this audience that know that their life is not right and they need God's mercy to come out of situation that they are, to come out of wrong inspiration, and they know that it is only God that can do it, and you believe that if God's servant will pray for you, somehow God will make a way for you. Why all eyes are closed, all eyes remain bowed, will you just lift up your hand? This is not a kidding center. This is with fear and trembling before the Almighty God. I want the pastor to please commend his souls to God. Sir.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again this hour for the opportunity given to us. Where we are still in our right senses, and you have not allowed fever to cook our brain. Lord Jesus, to sit down and hear your words. You have spoken to us in diverse ways. You have spoken to us in doctrines, in corrections, in rebukes, in instructions, or to righteousness. Heavenly Father, needs are here, as mortal after hearing the word of the Almighty. That is what has caused some people to leave their seats, to come to the altar, to present their needs unto you, not unto man. Even if they have to say what their needs is or are, in plain language, there is very little or nothing mortal can do to that.
Yes.
But you are God.
Yes.
They have come. And others have raised their hands. Heavenly Father, you are gracious. You are merciful.
Yes.
This is the way you have ordained it to be. That the preaching of the gospel, if it goes this way, and whosoever is convicted and it comes to you and lay down their needs before you, you will answer. Father, whatsoever those needs might be, Lord, may you be gracious, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Both the ones on the altar and those who raise their hands, and those who are battling within their hearts whether they should raise their hands or not. Lord Jesus, thou knowest all things,
yes.
O God.
Yes.
You said there is a way that seemeth right unto
yes,
a man. The way only seemeth right, but it's not right.
Yes.
You said the end thereof is the way of death.
Yes.
There is only one way that is right, and that is your way.
Yes.
And that is what you have made known to us through the preaching of your word. Father, the grace to walk therein, may you give unto every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever those needs might be, whether for material, whether for financial, whether for academics, whether whatsoever, because you are God, you are infinite, you know all things, no secret before you. Master, while you are attending to our needs, don't pass any of us by. Go from person to person, Lord, and meet our needs, Lord. Turn our requests to testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. That so time, so sermon was preached. When I came to the altar, or when I raised my hands, a little prayer that I made by myself, God have answered. Here I am. I'm different from what I used to be. Father, let it be so, Lord.
Yes.
You are the only one that can do it.
Yes.
Be merciful unto us. Lord, don't allow this message to stand against any of us on the day of judgment. But rather, may it work upon us, Lord. May it transform our lives. May it take everything that needs to be taken away from us and make us to be what you want us to be in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that when that day finally shall come, when you call upon us to come up hither, that none of us will be left behind. Your servant that you have graciously used, the virtue that has left him, may you replenish him, O Father. Thank you, our Master. We love you because you first of all loved us. Take all the glory and honor. We are in this world of sin where Satan is the tempter. Satan doesn't care who you are. He tempted even the Lord Jesus Christ, who was having the fullness of God in him. He can come to anyone in whichever way. As the journey continues, Lord, in whichever way try to make us to derail from this way, may you raise a standard for us, Lord. Cause us to overcome him at all times. And your prophet has taught us how to do it. He said Jesus had power. Yes, he would have spoken Satan out of existence. He said, but he didn't do it. He used the word of God. Father, may you help us. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will give us the word to give to him that will defeat him. That is what your prophet taught us, that the word of God will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Help us to take shelter under this word, Lord. Thank you, our masters. Blessed be thy holy name. You have taught us something in your word, O God. You said, in your word, you said, if you do not forgive those that trespass against you, say your heavenly Father will not forgive you even your own trespasses. Those of us that are holding malice against each other, you have some people you mark as enemies. Lord, we ask for deliverance, Lord. Help us, heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. The work that you have started, may you bring it to completion in our lives. Thank you, our Master. We are looking unto you for the next service ahead of all for more of your blessings. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Take all the glory and honor. And whichever way anyone has offended us, Heavenly Father, help us. Help us. Give us the mind of Christ. Lord, anyone that has the mind of Christ will never hold no nothing against nobody. Remember when your servant Stephen was being crucified? He said, Lord, don't lay these sins to their charge. That is the mind of Christ. Help us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name for granting these petitions. Because we ask them all in thy name and the only name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
The Lord bless you.
May
he's coming glad in our hearts.
You
shall be seated at 2 o'clock
for
the last service of the day.
By
2:30 will be worship service.
At
3 o'clock the minister will take the pulpit. By 4 o'clock we are done. Then we call it a day. All things being equal, someone is there is a plan somehow, because this is where we will get the full church. If things does not change, there might be lunch for everyone next week Sunday. Yeah, so I won't be able to give all the details now for some reasons. I was informed of that this morning. God bless you all. I say, God bless you all. May his coming rejoice our hearts. Rescue that perish. Shower us, please.
Rescue that perish. For the dying, snatch them in.